See, we learn the 11th verse from the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of the 12th chapter? You take now. You don't have now books? You have, no? Afterwards you can. Athai. Tadapya. Shaktosi. Kartum. Madhyogam. Ashritaha. Sarva karma. Phalatyagam. Tatakuru. Yatatmavan. Athai tadapya. Shaktosi. Kartum. Madhyogam. Ashritaha. Sarva karma. Phalatyagam. Tatakuru. Yatatmavan. Athai tadapya shaktosi. Kartum madhyogam ashritaha. Sarva karma phalatyagam. Tathakuru yatatmavan.
Athai tadapya shaktosi.
Sarva karma phalatyagam.
Tathakuru yatatmavan.
Can you recite the whole verse? Athai tadapya shaktosi, kartum madhyogam ashritaha, sarva karma phalatyagam, tathakuru yatatmavan.
Athai tadapya shaktosi, kartum madhyogam ashritaha, sarva karma phalatyagam, tathakuru yatatmavan.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
If however
you are unable
to work
in this consciousness
of me,
then try to act
giving up
all results
of your work
and try to be
self-situated. See, basically we are seeing in this 12th chapter from 8th verse how the flow is going. it is said, my eva mana adatsva, that is, fix your mind and intelligence in me, then you will live in me, isn't it? And then we see that that is very difficult for doing. So if that is difficult, then what does Krishna say? Okay, then you this thing, try to follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. What are the regulative principles of bhakti yoga? Who can tell me? Who can tell me what are the regulative principles means, like how Srila Prabhupada is late, getting up early in the morning and then chanting your, taking your bath, then chanting your rounds, attending Mangalarti, then reading Srimad Bhagavatam every day in the morning, reading Bhagavad Gita every day. This is all regulative principles. See, if I told you that the example of Jagannath Das Babaji, isn't it? So that is, if that is fixing completely your mind and intelligence in Krishna. But if you are not able, that is very highest level, so it's difficult to reach that level, then what you should do, at least you should follow the regulative principles laid by Prabhupada, getting up, attending Mangalartis, and attending chanting your rounds, and then cooking for Krishna, and so many things. But even if you are not able to do that, then what he is saying, that if you are not able to practice right, then try to work for me. Like yesterday I said, you can do some devotional service for Krishna. What example did I give yesterday? Who remembers? What example did I give yesterday? I'm blank. What did I give yesterday? Good excuse. I was not there. Even if you are there, nothing is there. Yes. What did I give example? How can you work for Krishna? Yes, very good. Then? Very good. What she is saying is? What she is saying is here. If you are an engineer, you can build, you can help in the construction of the temple. If you are a doctor, you can treat the patients. Okay, you can treat the devotees. And so many things. You can also participate in the Rath Yatra. Didn't I tell you the example of Jayananda? If you speak of Jayananda, immediately your consciousness should come like that. Not like this. So like that, you should work for Krishna. But even if you are not able to work, some people say, oh, we don't have time. We don't have time to come and do services in the temple. Then, for that also what Krishna says, okay, now say suppose one, for example, one businessman is there. He says, oh, I have 24 hours business, I have to do so much, I have so much work, I have to earn money and all. Okay, give part of your money to Krishna. That is not high level of devotion. Are you understanding my point? What is the topmost level? Completely engaging your mind and intelligence in Krishna. That is the topmost level. Like Prabhupada, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all these people, that is topmost level of devotion. Engaging completely in Krishna, reading Krishna's books, working for Krishna, that is topmost level. Being a priest in the temple, everything, that is topmost. Then after that, if you are not able to do that, then follow regulative principles. If not that, then work for Krishna. If you are not able to work for Krishna, at least where you are working, that whatever money you get, that money you give to Krishna. Actually, Rupa Goswami says, out of whatever you earn, say suppose you earn 1000 rupees per month, example, then actually you should give 50% for the temple, and in the remaining 50%, 25% for the Vaishnavas, and only 25% you should use for yourself, according to Bhagavad Gita. That is how you should live. Understood? So that is how you should distribute. Then you are, this way you are following Bhagavad Gita. That is, you are giving your fruits to, the giving up all the results of your work. What is the results of your work? The salary. Because you are working 24 hours in the factory, after the whole month, he will give you some salary, isn't it? And that salary is your result. So that you should give to Krishna. This is how it is coming. So at least some devotee will engage that money in Krishna consciousness, and because of that, he will pray to Krishna that you should get devotion. And when he will pray or she will pray for you, then Krishna will glances mercy on. Okay, so that is the meaning of that.